At the top of the list, cooks.
That they're often working in close proximity to each other, and often there may not be adequate protections as far as personal protective equipment.
That's UCSF epidemiologist Yehung Chen, the lead author of the study. After cooks are packing and filling machine operators, agricultural workers, and bakers. In total, the group's rate of death compared to previous years has shot up.
Among food and agriculture, for example, we're seeing a large relative increase in mortality of about 39%, meaning that mortality increased by 40% compared to what we saw previously.
Lower down, but still at higher risk than before the pandemic, are social workers, bartenders, and teachers' assistants. But using this data to determine which jobs should have higher access to the vaccine is something he knows will be controversial.
I think 65 plus is a good rule. It makes a lot of sense because we see a lot of mortality in that group. I think the point that is made sometimes with essential workers is that if people are younger and they have potentially a long life ahead of them.
Matt Boone, KCBS.